Next talk is about protected cultivation system to reduce HLB disease incidence and produce high value fresh grapefruit. So we are switching gears a little bit here to a more advanced production system. So we already saw the effects of HLB in the citrus psyllid on the previous talks, and basically we have several strategies to manage the vector in the disease itself. So basically, when you have low HLB incidence, such as in Brazil in particular, Texas, California, so we can always work with strategies such as tree removal, protect grove edges, improve tree nutrition, plant healthy trees, do frequent inspections, plan the planting and the resetting accordingly, monitor the psyllid population, and more important, do psyllid control. There are some places that recommend partnering with neighbors to control the insect information and so on. However, when we are discussing heavily infected areas such as Florida, where more than 90-95% of the trees are already affected, so there is no effective cure or solution yet. We basically have to work in excluding the vector, basically in young trees to stop the contamination. And there is only one way to do that currently. We basically look for the basics of the horticultural production, and we should consider protected environments for vector exclusion. So we primarily cover the plants, and this is exactly what this project is about. So the citrus under protective screen, or CUPS, where we basically enclosure all the trees and protect them from the psyllid attack. So this started at the Indian River Research and Education Center about 4.5 years ago, and we have four greenhouses with a quarter of an acre each. This was followed by Dr. Arnold Schumann in the Citrus Research and Education Center, where he has one greenhouse with 1.3 acres. So this is still on research, so we are focusing on understanding the system capabilities and disadvantages. So cost and profitability is another point to discuss on a very different topic. So there are several people that decided on investing in the technology commercially. So we currently have about 200 acres of commercial CUPS production in Florida. And we are also doing the same in partnership with some researchers in California in order to expand the data we generate on this particular production system. So our hypothesis on this project is related to the fact that protective screen may reduce HLB disease incidence by excluding the vector. So our objectives here are basically to assess the ability of cover structures to reduce the incidence and the damage caused by HLB disease, and to determine the yield of container-grown Ray Ruby grapefruit at super high planting densities relative to in-ground open-air trees. So we are basically testing in this particular trial the covering, the planting systems, and I'm going to show you in a minute. So we have these four greenhouses over here. We replicated the plants outside as well to compare all the data we collected. And the planting date was September 2013. So here you can see some of the potted trees, 10-gallon pots with sand and core to protect against weed pressure. Here you can see the in-ground plantings in the drip lines. And here you can see both the in-ground and the potted trees outside. So we also used a Ray Ruby grapefruit. Our treatments were two production systems, then screen house in open air, two planting systems in ground and potted, and two rootstocks, sour orange and this same dwarfing rootstock A97. So this is a complex experimental design, split plot, four replications. And at this particular trial, we tested 792 trees per acre. Our partner in Lake Offred is testing 1,351 trees per acre. All right? So we started publishing about cups. We just released the EDIS publication about the production systems. We are in the process of publishing a quick starting guide. And very soon we are going to have two manuscripts published at Hort Technology about the system itself. So, again, cost is still an issue, so we basically are not going to cover this on this talk. So, total number of psyllids. That's an impressive result. You can really see here that the enclosure, and what you are going to see here in this graphs, so we have ears, we have the plant, the enclosures, screen house in open air, and here we have the planting systems with the rootstocks. All right? So basically, the number of psyllids exploded in the field, and except for one psyllid we detected in May 3rd this year, one psyllid, we had no psyllids inside the structures. All right, so this raised us several questions, but up to date, we have no HLB-positive trees inside the enclosures. However, 100% of the trees are infected in the open air. So psyllids were very efficient, and those fields are side by side to the other two fields I just presented to you. So clearly indicating that a screen can exclude the psyllids to infect citrus trees. Basically, we'll be focusing more on last year's results, right? So trunk caliper was higher in the in-ground trees on both the screen house and in the open air, indicating the capability of in-ground trees to grow taller and with wider trunks. So here you can see the canopy volume. It followed the same trend as well. So basically we had the in-ground outperforming the potted trees. So if you remember, the size of the trees were very different because of the stresses that trees were subjected at the pots. Even though they were higher here, we had to hedge and top the trees several times along the study. So trees do grow more in ground than in pots. So the yield in box per acre is very different. So when we compare the enclosures with the open air, we had an 89% reduction. That's really impressive how the yield dropped comparing both systems. So we didn't have differences in the in-ground potted and the rootstocks. So fruit diameter also followed the same trend with severe reduction of 29% in comparison to the screen houses. So basically shows that we can produce larger fruit when we protect the tree. So that's the pre-HLB area that we were talking about. So the number of fruit also reduced when trees were infected with HLB in comparison with the screen houses, indicating the efficacy of the system in producing a reasonable amount of fruit. One of the most important results we found was the soluble solids content. So basically, the potted trees, regardless of in the screenhouse or outside, they were sweeter than the in-ground trees. So we basically managed the stresses in the pots better than in the in-ground planting, increasing the quality of the fruit. So age is pretty much the industry threshold here. So we accomplished very high yields on the potted inside the greenhouses. So same happened with the acidity. So basically, we had lower acidity inside the enclosures caused by the environmental conditions we have that are different. So data will be available at the Hort Technology publication, so you can double check how different the data was. So we also had an effect in the ratio, and it followed the pattern we saw with bricks in acidity. So major challenges for the Indian River cups, we call IREC cups and CREC cups. So basically, trips, mites, and greasy spots are major problems because of the different environment. So those populations just explode and make the pest and disease control very challenging, even though we do use a very intensive program. So that's not the focus of this trial, but if we have to sell the remaining fruit that is not marketable, so the enclosure do provide ninefold more fruit than the outside area. Okay, but we don't invest this absurd amount of money to produce fruit for juice. We do look for the fresh market. A problem that we had last year, and we also had this year as well, were two hurricanes. Matthew was not that bad as Irma this year. So basically, you can see lots of issues. So we had loose guy wires. We had lifting of the ground cloth over here. We had the bent of the peripheral poles. So with the water table raising, so the central poles, they popped up, and basically they caused this tear in the center of the screen and on the sides as well. So this is how one of the greenhouses looked like. So we didn't have total collapse, but the whole structure went up, and the wind forces basically broke the cables and opened holes in the net. So in pots overturned because of the wind. So we still have quite a lot of challenges to use this technology in Florida, because we are having, you know, more hurricanes coming towards us. So the take-home messages about this particular project is that only one psyllid was detected. The system is not psyllid-free. These greenhouses, they exclude the psyllids, but other insects, they still need to be managed. So CUPS was able to maintain HLB-free trees up to date. So we do analyze the trees every year to identify the HLB. Basically, it's too early to draw some conclusions about the system. Over time, we are collecting data and we are making it stronger. So basically, we had similar yields between pot and in-ground trees, but potted trees are challenging to grow. They are more complicated. The fruit is of better quality and size inside these greenhouses compared to the outside. So this is an ongoing project. We are collecting data for another season, and we are in the process of discuss what's going to happen with this technology, since for 2 years in a row we had hurricane problems, and we can afford those particular issues, but we can't recommend those systems to growers if we can't understand what's going to happen under these conditions. With that, I would like to thank several people that supported us, and are you open for questions? I have time for one question only. So pots are 10-gallon pots. They are plastic pots. They are air pruning pots. They have openings around the side. The spacing, I don't know that in the top of my head. I apologize, but they are very close. I think 6 feet, if I'm not mistaken. They are 5.5 by 10 feet apart. Another question? Someone raised a hand? We do have some data showing that the cost varies according to the size of the structure. So a 1 acre structure will cost about $20,000. A 20 acre structure will cost about $10,000. It's a matter of scale. So the income that you generate is based on the crop you are growing, right? So we are talking about grapefruit. Grapefruit has a price of $7 per box. So then we are talking about, according to Dr. Ariel Singerman in Arnold Schumann's calculation, we are talking about 15 years to return the investment. But when we grow mandarins, which have a way higher price, so we are talking about $26, $28 per box, so that drops to 7 years. With this particular setup we came up. So that's not the ideal, but that's what we started with.